Good morning. I'm so glad you're here. Summertime and the living is easy. If you're hearing a beep, it's not the Lord or a bird. It's the smoke detectors are calling for new batteries. So we'll be in the process, hopefully this week, of putting new batteries all in the smoke detectors throughout the building. During the summer months of the Sundays, we are using Holy Communion setting 10. The receiving of communion is at the foot of the steps, so please be aware of that. All are welcome to receive the Lord's Supper. Singing the psalm, I still tremble at the words, "Remember not the sins of my youth." Don't ask me about my teenage years. I think I did put a few extra gray hairs on my parents at that time, but they still love me despite my sins of my youth. My wife Vera and I, we really love where we live. It's an interesting neighborhood, and we love our old house, and we love the backyard and the cemetery behind us. There's so much rich history in that whole area there. The only drawback is the house beside us, which is not always kept in good condition. I really believe that somebody has bought it just to hold on to it and probably sell it for more money later. Who knows? But the house has been turned into 3 apartments. And over the years that we have been living there, there have been renters who have really pushed the limits on being nice neighbors. And some of them, I just think to my mind and I say to myself, I know I'm to love my neighbor, but does that mean I really have to like them? And I'm so glad when they finally move out. The story of the Good Samaritan given by Jesus. It's a reminder of how we are to love our neighbor, regardless of who they are. Allow me to give, I like what I think is a modern version of the today's gospel story. A man was walking by St. Matthew's, and he suffered a sudden illness, and it's rendering him to fall down in pain. And the pastor of the church, who was late for worship, saw the man, and he walked past him because he was in a hurry, and he knows that good Lutherans like to start the worship on time. Likewise, a member of the church council, who was also late because they decided to have a meeting before church, saw the injured man lying there, and he too walked past the man and ran into church, not to be late. A newly arrived immigrant, a refugee from a foreign country who had just secured employment in this lovely town of Welland, and Welland became his new home. He saw the man, and he stopped, and he helped him to get to the hospital for treatment. Which of those 3 people showed the most mercy and love toward the injured man? I find it interesting that Jesus would use outsiders, those who did not belong to his community of faith, who would demonstrate great faith, compassion, love for others. And Jesus did not hesitate to use people like Samaritans, who were not liked by his own kind, Roman soldiers who occupied the territory, calling people to be his disciples, tax collectors who work for the Roman government, people that his own community of faith despised and would not associate with. Jesus, He was considered a rabbi who openly talked with and allowed women to be his followers, healing many of their sickness, forgiving them of their sins. Remember the woman accused of adultery? Go and sin no more. The pouring of expensive perfume on his feet, which in those days was not allowed. Basically, women were considered the property of man, but Jesus treated women as equals. And again, who stood by Jesus' side when he was crucified? And who were the first to see a resurrected Christ? It was not his disciples or men. In the eyes of God, all humanity, everyone, young or old, whatever their nationality, sexual preferences or orientations, physical abilities or disabilities, rich or poor, employed or unemployed, a citizen or an immigrant, no matter who you are, God's love and grace is extended to all. And today's gospel story is a reminder that no one is to be excluded, and we are all neighbors to each other. You know, there's one aspect of our worship service which personally, it reminds me that God's love is given to anyone who wants to receive it. It's always there. Our gathering around the Lord's table, Holy Communion, where we receive our own spiritual nourishment and we are welcomed by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It does not matter who we are, where we've been, whether we belong as a member or not, whether we are old or young, single or married, rich or poor, employed, retired or unemployed, citizen or refugee, male or female, and even if one does not want to identify themselves as a male or female, that's occurring these days, all are welcome to the Lord's table. Martin Luther, he's been quoted as saying, even if the devil himself came forward to receive Holy Communion, Luther would not refuse him. But you know, that would never, ever happen, because it would mean the devil submitting to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and admitting that he's a follower of Christ, which would never, ever happen. When I heard the second reading, there's a line in there, I liked it. The writer says, basically, may you be strong. God will make you strong. God is with you. And I remember that story of the pastor who, the old days, they would do Holy Communion on separate tables. One group would come up, pastor would give them communion, and then he would say, go and be strong with the Lord. And they would leave and another table would come up. That was what it used to be in the old days. And of course, children were not given communion. And of course, they had the one young child who thought, why can't I? I'm going to do his darndest to try and get something. And would walk away empty-handed. Finally, he had enough. The pastor went out and gave all the adults communion and said, go and be strong. And of course, this young child, frustrated, turned and yelled at the congregation, how am I ever going to be strong if you won't feed me? God's grace and love is extended to all humanity, all who want to be. And may that continue to be so in our midst and always wherever we go. We are to be a neighbor to one another. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Jesus, fill us with love, show us how to serve the neighbors we